All right, let's confess our sins before we begin this lesson so that we will be focused and have the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you would help us to understand more completely the process of prayer and how it is we're supposed to relate to you through prayer. Help us to do this in a way that will give us the effect that we look for in our relationship with you and in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is lesson 30. What do we pray for? Scripture will help us determine what we should pray for. We want to give a few passages here that provide parameters for the things that we are to pray for. First of all, we should pray for everyone. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:1 that we are to do this. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Paul is saying that all kinds of prayers should be offered for everyone. This requirement is general because it is universal. The people or groups or organizations that we know can be prayed for by name. Otherwise, we can pray for them generically in categories, such as lost people, or those hearing this lesson, or Christians around the world. But we are indeed to apply our prayers to everyone. We should also pray in everything. We should pray, therefore, in all conditions, in trouble, and in prosperity. 1 Timothy 5:5 tells us that we should pray in difficult times, as in the case of widows who have no one to take care of them. This verse says, the widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. So when things are bad, we can fret and despair and bury ourselves beneath the enormity of our circumstances, or we can pray continually, night and day, casting our care on Him, meaning our anxiety, as we see in 1 Peter 5:7. Paul also said in a passage that we saw earlier in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, that we are to let our requests be known to God in everything. That would include good times as well as bad. We should pray all the time. We saw this earlier. In Romans 12:12, we were admonished to be faithful and consistent in praying. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we saw that we are to pray nonstop. The time to pray is now and always. Ephesians 6:18 says this, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. We should also pray everywhere. 1 Timothy 2:8 reflects Paul's view on where we should pray. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. This, of course, refers to people from all over, but it also means that people from all over should pray wherever they are. Prayer should be going on in us and among us all the time, everywhere. The specific things that we should pray for and about include many things that will appear throughout our studies. We're going to look at a few of them here. First of all, we are to pray for ourselves. Philippians 4:6 says, by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. It is not only okay for us to include our own concerns in our prayers, we are commanded to do so. Then we are to pray for leaders. 1 Timothy 2:2 says, to pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is a prayer that we will be able to live in freedom, to practice our faith. Pray for the sick. James 5:14 says, is anyone sick? He should call the elders of the church together to pray over him. This verse and the surrounding passage will be studied in more detail when we examine the prayer of faith later. We pray for messengers. Christ said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." That's in Luke 10:2. This is a prayer for evangelists and witnesses to be sent out to spread the gospel message. Pray for ministers. Paul asked the Ephesians to pray for him. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray for your enemies. Matthew 5:44 says, "Pray for those who persecute you." Pray for mercy. Psalm 86:3 shows David's cry for mercy, one of many in Scripture. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long." And we pray for sundry other things such as these. For guidance and direction under pressure. Psalm 5:8, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me." For safety, Psalm 16:1 says, "Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge." For wisdom, James 1:5 and 6 say, "If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." For weapons to use against the enemies of Christ. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And for deliverance from the evil one. This was in the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples that we saw earlier. And the primary piece is prayer when we come to the point where we intend to resist Satan. We can't fight him. We'll talk about that more later. But we can resist. And the key to that is prayer. If you're trying to fight Satan without praying, it's a losing battle. I suggest you read Ephesians 6 to see this in Scripture. Here's the conclusion. There is no place where we should not pray. No circumstance that we should not pray about. No person that we should not pray for. And no time when we should not be praying. Prayer is a blanket requirement for uniform and pervasive application within every aspect of our lives. We must pray for ourselves and for others in all seasons. Philippians 4:6, casting our burdens on God, leads to Philippians 4:19, where it states that He will supply all our needs. Here are some questions. Number one, what are the four sweeping parameters for prayer? Name three things that we should pray for. And finally, name one thing that we should not pray for or about. That's a trick question. Here are some scriptures, James 4, 2, and 3. You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Ephesians 6:18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you." So remember, pray about everything and everyone, everywhere, and all the time. That about covers it. And if it helps, you can make a list. Father, we thank you for this instruction in prayer, and as we move forward lesson by lesson, help us to build a thorough understanding of this process. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.